on this wonderful day and beautiful day, even though some would want you to believe that it's horrible and dangerous and treacherous, which it is not in the least, maybe in your dreams. We celebrate many feasts in the United States and in Canada. We celebrate the feast of the North American martyrs. And there were many, but among them, of course, the ones that are most famous are Saint Isaac Yeo, Saint Jean de Brebeuf, Saint Jean de Lalande, Saint Edmund Campion, and others, all of them Jesuits who came from France and who suffered tremendously. Jean de Brebeuf was the first one to be killed by the Iroquois Indians because they did not want to be converted to Christianity. A lot of the other ones had been converted to Christianity, among them the Mohawks, and of course we have the feast of Saint Kateri Tekawitha, the Lily of the Mohawks, whose canonization we attended, the last canonization performed by His Holiness Benedict XVI of happy memory. Among Saint Isaac Jog was very heroic. He was captured by the Iroquois, and then he escaped with the help of some British settlers in the area. And of course, this was Canada and New York, where it was part of the Kingdom of France. It was New France. So the British that were there were not there legally, so to speak. And of course, they did not have the Holy Catholic faith. But nevertheless, they helped this priest, this Jesuit, and he escaped back to France, and he recuperated from all the injuries that were preferred upon him. Among other things, the Iroquois, who knew how to hurt someone if they wanted to, they bit off his thumb and his index fingers so he could not celebrate Mass. Later on, the Pope would give him permission to celebrate without the thumb and the index finger, which is very important, but it can be done. And then, after a while, he decided that he had to come back, and he came back, and then he was once again tortured horribly and scalped and finally beheaded. And so, right before he died, they cut his beating heart out of his chest and began to eat it. So man is very cruel to man, especially when he is under the dominion of Satan. And then the others are very interesting, very ancient saints, St. Cyprian and Justina. Now, St. Cyprian, they were both from the Middle East. St. Cyprian was a pagan. And in fact, he studied under all the witches and magi of the East and the devils, and he would perform all kinds of tricks and things with the power of Satan. And of course, this is just to show you how the power of grace is more powerful than the power of Satan and of man. He met this young girl, Justina, who was a Catholic, and he fell in love with her. Of course, she would have nothing to do with him if he was a devil worshiper and worshiper of gods and demons and a magician. So she put him off, and then something touched his heart. Her prayers, of course, were behind it, and he converted to Catholicism, and eventually they were to be married. Eventually, he, according to some traditions, became a priest and a bishop, and of course we don't know for sure about that. But they were martyred around the year 304 in horrible, horrible ways. And sailors from Italy who were in the area took their relics to Italy, where they are now venerated. The relics of the Jesuit martyrs of North America are in a beautiful shrine in Arisville, New York, which is for the most part abandoned. And of course, there is no traditional Mass there. Very seldom is there the other Mass too, but that's the way it is. That is, by their fruits you shall know them. But they themselves made many, many, many converts to the Church and to God, and so the Church today celebrates them as great heroes of our faith. May they intercede for all of us, and may we continue to have the graces of God. And of course, we thank God that He kept the horrible hurricane Helene from coming here, but of course, that meant that he had to go somewhere else, or she had to go somewhere else. But they didn't pray hard enough, but we did. So we continue with our usual prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.